It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. And hope you're going to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker. I know I am. If you're a deer hunter, get in a tree, baby. This is the time. They're out there and they're moving. I got a little story on that one, too. But anyway, I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the radio network, on the airwaves, on the internet, on satellite, on podcast. We just like laying smoke. We have a wonderful producer named Conrad, who's a legend. Yeah, he is. Country legend. And better than we deserve.
Right, exactly. So this last, after we went, had the show last week, I went out on Sunday deer hunting and bow hunting down in Charlotte with my one of my buddies that has a wonderful farm, 80 acres. And right. Lucky enough to get out there and go with him. And we're walking in, strong southeast wind.
Oh.
Okay. And he goes to the southeast corner of the property. And I'm thinking to myself,
Wrong place.
it could have been, right? So I go into the middle of the wooded area and I'm in a tree and there's apple trees all around me and a little clearing that's there. And I'm seeing deer like crazy. They're coming through like popcorn, three different bucks, little ones, nothing I was going to take. And we're sitting there, and this is modern hunting now, right? Because we're texting each other while we're sitting in a tree. And
That's about
4:30 in the afternoon, I get a text from him. He goes, I just shot a tom turkey. He has a turkey permit. There were 12 of them in the group. The other 11 are headed your way. Sure enough, in about 3 minutes, here they come one by one right by me. I don't have a turkey permit. So I let them go, but I took a video of them and sent it to my wife, you know, so this is modern hunter again. And I just said, turkey trot's happening. And so it was cool. I sat there, and then in about 40 minutes later, I get the next text. I just shot a huge buck. And I'm like, wow, cool. So now it's like 5 o'clock, quarter after five.
Turns out southeast corner wasn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So the deer come in from the southeast with the wind. Three does go to his left. The buck goes to his right. 15 yards broadside, 10 point.
Nice.
Just a beautiful deer. Big swollen neck on him. And but, you know, it's an arrow, right? He's got a crossbow. And we got it, but it ran about 100 yards into the thickest part of the woods. Well, guess what? Jop ain't in the shape that he used to be. Man, oh, man, was that a chore. Now, I didn't get the weight on him when he was dressed out, but I'm telling you, it was a very large deer, the body on the deer. Probably 150, 170 pounds. I don't know. Big deer. So 6 on one side, 4 on the other. Just an atypical rack, but a lot of fun. But pulling him out of there, we were like, man, oh, man. Because
you didn't want to have the big one?
Right, yeah. So, yeah, and we're both the same age. So you got guys in their young 60s grabbing onto this heavy animal, and you're bent over, right, because you can't stand up. It's so thick in there.
Wow.
And, oh, man, it was 35 minutes getting it out of there. I mean, it was because we'd go 50 feet and stop and rest. So word to the wise, just be smart if you get one.
So he didn't gut it before you hauled it
out?
No,
he did. Oh. We did, but it was still
that
really
big.
Heavy, and you couldn't stand up. You were had one arm above your
in
head.
The pucker brush,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thorns, too?
Yeah.
When,
and we had to track
stuff?
It. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still got cuts on my hands from where you're hanging on to the deer and walking and stuff scraping your arms.
Oh,
and
that's like, a great story. Once again, the Grilling Guys bring in a great story. And there's future barbecue there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're taping this on Thursday morning so that I can head out in the woods Friday after work because the rut's on. And
yes, it is.
It's just I can't even sleep right now.
Yep.
For many reasons.
But the deer are moving, and it was a lot of fun. Be careful on the roads, too, because they are moving. But it was a lot of fun. And a turkey and a buck on the same night is, I think that's like one of the all-time best days in in the field.
Holy cow.
Yeah. No ATV or whatever to pull it out of the woods?
Well, we pulled
you
it.
Couldn't drive it in
you
there,
You couldn't
probably.
Get it in there, but we pulled it to the trail. We maybe pulled it like 300 yards till we got to the trail.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we came in with the truck and got it.
That's a haul.
Oh, man, it was brutal.
You only had to go 70 yards in to get it, but he didn't tell you we're going 300 in the other direction.
Right, yeah, right. But anyway, well, we had to go where we had to go to get it out of there. But it's all good. Everybody's fine.
To me, it sounds like you should have pulled it out the 70 yards you went in.
We couldn't get a vehicle in there. You couldn't get a vehicle in there. And you got to draw it to where the vehicle's going to be so you can put it in there and get it out of the woods. I mean, we're a half a mile back off the road.
Oh.
And so, you know, there's only one trail in and one trail out. So.
Well, my game cameras are going nuts. And the deer, even around my house out in Lowell, I'm seeing all kinds of deer, and they're moving at strange times, and
right.
It's like they're all getting horny. They just want to get down.
Yeah, I was while we were doing that, I was thinking to myself that conversation we had last week on the show where you've got some friend or something that doesn't clean the deer out before he drags it.
Yes.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, that took like 40 pounds off that deer when we did that.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like if I'd have had to haul that out too.
You weren't in a place where you could do the gutless process.
Right. No. And we threw it in a truck and he drove it home an hour and then, you know, they cut it up the next day. So.
But anyway. Sounds like you need a 300-yard cable.
Right. Yeah. it'd have been tough to get it back in there anyway. But anyway, no,
well,
it's
it would
good.
Have skinned it on the way out.
Right.
Oh. Yep.
There's some good blood stuff. And guts for you. We need Tim Sobey here.
Yeah. I think he's going to be on the show a little later, yeah. And we'll ask him because Tim's a big hunter too. He's got some good stories as well.
How do you even bother to shoot a deer when you've got all that meat?
yeah, meat man. Well, he doesn't sell venison, so that's a good thing. But
that'd be like me hunting bread when I've got a great baker right here in the studio.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to Andy Hevenmeyer from Wealthy Street and Hall Street Bakery in the next segment. But Bob, are you seeing any good ones on your trail cams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've got two in particular that I'm not praying for, because that might be sacrilegious or selfish.
Right.
But
be nice to see him.
Be asking for a favor, maybe.
Yeah, and this one, my buddy that shot it, he said three other guys that had been on the farm during bow season saw it, but it wasn't close enough.
That 10-point I shot about 5 years ago, the guys from across the lake, heard about it and they said, yeah, we've been seeing that guy around here.
Right.
We're really mad you got it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody does usually, but maybe not. He made a few years before he was harvested this year.
Well, last year, the day before rifle opener, I had the biggest Michigan buck come up on me I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He was like a Kansas buck. And I described him as his rack was very tall, very wide. His body was like he was on steroids. He had muscles bulging out of places I've never seen muscles bulge out of deer.
Right.
You know, these just bulgy pockets. And it was like he was a bodybuilder. But he was a cruiser. He came at me at 3:15 in the morning, 3:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I heard him coming. I got up. I notched. I did everything I could. But I'm down in the middle. He came down a hill, and then he was going down another hill. But I grunted him to a stop, and he came to a stop right behind a tree downwind of me. And he was there literally like 2 seconds, and he's like, something smells bad here.
Yeah, right.
And he booked behind the tree all the way downwind.
Yeah, well, he didn't get that big by being a dummy.
That's right.
Right,
yeah. But so a couple weeks ago, the neighbor with the 60 next to us was cruising by, and I was just walking the road looking for tracks and stuff, and I stopped and chatted with him. And I told him about that deer, and he said, I've got him on my trail cam.
Yeah.
I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no, he's local. So that's like the best news I could. He's going to come down Saturday and show me a picture from his phone.
Nice.
This is all deer stuff. Right. I know if you don't hunt deer, it's probably no big deal.
But this is the grilling guys, and this is what happens when a couple grilling guys get together. They talk about what they've been doing. And if you haven't figured that out by now, you're a new listener.
And if we were into bowling, you'd be stuck hearing about strikes and gutter balls.
Spares. Spares. But anyway, coming up next, we've got Andy from Wealthy Street and Hall Street Bakery joining us. one of our sponsors of our show, but this is the way this guy is going to help you out for your holiday entertaining, because there's a lot of good stuff there that your guests would love to have.
I hope he brought some buns.
I don't know if he did or not, but you're listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.